John chapter 8, 23 to 28. And he said to them, You are from below, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. Therefore I said to you that you will die in your sins. For unless you believe that I am, you will die in your sins. They said then to him, Who are you? Jesus said to them, Altogether, that which I also tell you. I have many things to say and to judge concerning you, but he who sent me is true, and what I have heard from him, these things I speak to the world. They did not understand that he was speaking to them of the Father. Jesus therefore said to them, When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am, and that I do nothing from myself, but as my Father has taught me, I speak these things.
This great I am, God Himself in relation to man, became the Son of Man. This is very meaningful. For Jehovah to become the Son of Man means that He had to humble Himself, to lower Himself. This was more than necessary due to all the negative problems that are in man. Sin is in man. The serpent, the devil, is also in man. Man is the focus of every problem. If God was going to solve all the basic problems of man, he had to become a man himself. Satan knows the importance of this. Satan was not afraid of the Lord Jesus being the Son of God. He was afraid of the Lord Jesus being a man. Therefore, Jehovah God became a man. As a man, he was willing to be lifted up, as was a brass serpent in the wilderness. When we say that the Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross, we mean primarily that he died there for our redemption and removed our sin. But what does the Bible mean when it says that Christ was lifted up? It mainly refers to his dealing with the serpent, the devil. When most people read the words lifted up, they lack the understanding of them. The Son of Man was lifted up, as was the brass serpent, not only to deal with sin, but also to deal with the serpent. John 12:31-32 indicates that when the Son of Man was lifted up, the ruler of this world, the devil, was judged and cast out. Christ was not only crucified, he was lifted up. In his being lifted up, the serpent was exposed, judged, and cast out. The serpent, the devil, was judged and cast out by Jesus being lifted up. Who was there on the pole? The serpent. In the flesh of Jesus, God put the serpent on the pole and made a universal display that all the universe might see that his enemy, the serpent, was on the pole. Thus, Jesus was lifted up for the judging and casting out of the devil.